Good morning, everyone. I'm John Huckaberry here with Femi Okay. As the father of two sets of twins,
really?
I've got a treat coming up. Yes,
so
the
many
Brian
children.
Bros are here, perhaps the winningest.
Have I seen double or have I just died and gone to heaven?
Professional doubles team in the universe is in the studio. We'll talk with them in just a few minutes. They're headed to the U.S. Open. But right now, let's take a look at some of the top stories we're following this morning. Mourners at the JFK Presidential Library in Boston can resume filing past Senator Ted Kennedy's casket in about 10 minutes. Tens of thousands visited yesterday. And a woman kidnapped 18 years ago in South Lake Tahoe, California, is now free. J.C. Lee Dugard was 11 when she was taken. Authorities say she was kept in isolation outside Antioch, California. A totally bizarre story. Abused, forced to have two children. The suspected kidnappers are in custody.
Our partner, the BBC, reports that its sources say U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke had what's been called an explosive meeting with the Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Holbrooke pressed him on voting fraud allegations. State media report a suicide bomber tried to kill a Saudi Arabian prince. The prince is active in counter-terror work. He was slightly injured but says he's still determined to fight terrorism. And those are some of the top stories we're watching today. John.
So Femi, yes, I had this completely freaky dream last night about the U.S. Open tennis tournament, which is beginning here in New York. First, I was standing on the court, right?
Okay.
All right. I'm ready to play in the quarterfinals, okay?
Okay.
And I'm suddenly terrified. From The Shining, those two freaky twin girls
You're
as they come and
me.
Play
Stop
with
it.
Us, Danny. And then all of a sudden, in my dream, out of the blue, poof.
What?
The scene dissolves into this goofy California commercial.
What were you drinking before you went to bed?
Yeah, well, that's the story, isn't it? But I see that my dream has actually come true this morning in the form of two very scary tennis twins from California. The Bryan brothers are here in the studio. Bob and Mike, good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
So Mike, what was your record against Rafael Nadal?
That's Bob over there. Mike, I'm 3-0 versus Rafael Nadal.
Identical twins. 3-0.
Yes.
And your record against Roger Federer, Bob?
4-3.
All right, so you're Mike. You're Bob.
Wrong.
No, the other way around.
All right.
Bob's in
identical
green.
Twins in the studio. Yeah. And the interesting point here is that you've beaten Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer at doubles.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of we're pretty proud of our record against those guys. They're obviously, you know, we're big fans of them. We watch them on TV all the time. But when we get them on the doubles court, we got the advantage.
Now, did you know he was going to talk there? Do you have like a special
ESP,
communication?
Yeah,
yeah, right. Well, that's what they say about you. That in fact, there are qualities of your play on the professional doubles tennis circuit that give you a professional advantage. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, it's true. Doubles is all about communication, and we've played 10,000 matches together since we were 2 years old. We moved together on the court. It's all about filling the holes, and I know what to expect out of him. We basically read each other's minds. We don't use signals out there. And, that's why we have a huge advantage over most teams.
I mean, some people predict that over the next 2 years you will become the winningest numerically in terms of professional titles that you've won of any doubles team in history, correct?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, if we
62?
Stay healthy, if we win 62, yeah, we'll have the record. Right now we have 54, and, we're on pace, and we both feel pretty good. We're 31 years old. Hope to do this for another 5 or 6 years, and we're still having fun doing it.
And you've been pros since before college. You dropped out of college to be pros.
Yeah, we went 2 years to Stanford, and then we dropped out. Yeah, college dropouts, and 98 we left, and we've been doing it ever since.
Now, somebody has described you in the profile of you in the New Yorker that's on the stands this week as the closest thing to a genetically engineered doubles team that's ever likely to happen in existence. Now, is that an insult?
Yeah. No, I mean, we're pretty lucky we're righty-lefty. We're mirror-image twins.
Well, explain really how helps. That works on the court.
It really helps in doubles because none of us have to serve in the sun. You have different spins coming at you. And we have our forehands on the outside, which, it's huge. It doesn't hurt being 6'3". Mm-hmm. And so we get up for lobs. We cover the court pretty well.
You're both 6'3"?
I'm 6'4".
He's got me by a little bit.
A little tension here. A little tension here.
You feel it.
Yeah. What's your mission for this year's U.S. Open? Because in the New Yorker profile, they describe a match that you really blew.
Yeah. Which one was that? We've blown a lot of matches in our day. But, there's a team that is nipping at our heels right now. We're going to be seeded number one at the Open, but you know, the number two team just beat us last week, Nestor and Zimonjic, and yeah, that's our big rival right now. So we're hoping to get to the finals and play those guys again.
Mike, there's something very compelling about your story. You can tell John is just riffing off the whole twins thing. You're tall, you're attractive, you've been playing tennis for a long time. Why don't more
tall,
people
attractive.
Know about you?
I mean, I think we pick doubles. We love playing together. But singles is what catches everyone's eye. It's on TV. The singles players are stars because they're playing hours and hours on TV. But we're making a name for ourselves in doubles. Fans love to watch us. But it's mainly the exposure.
Well, Femi raises a great point. I mean, in some sense, people say you are the reason doubles professional tennis even exists anymore. You are the reason that I mean, some people say you're trying to save doubles tennis. First of all, what's wrong with doubles tennis, and how can two guys save it?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with doubles tennis. You know, 90% of the public plays doubles and has fun playing doubles. It's just, like Mike said, it's the TV exposure. Doubles doesn't get it. People, you know, come, they want to see stars. They don't care if Andy Roddick's brushing his teeth. They want to see the guy because he's on TV.
I don't want to see Andy Roddick brushing his teeth.
Yeah, I mean.
Have you seen Andy Roddick brushing his teeth?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, it's pretty
great. Look at that.
But
is doubles the better game?
I think so.
Because?
I think it's more exciting. It's faster. There's a lot of shots. Singles is kind of, you know, it's back and forth. It's kind of like ping pong. But doubles, you got the communication.
Anymore.
You got guys getting hit by balls. You got angles. You got everything.
Bob, what about the pay? Do you get paid as much when you win a game playing doubles as when you play singles?
Unfortunately not, but it's not a bad check. You know, if you win the U.S. Open, it's $440,000, which, yeah, I mean, we could use that to do a lot of stuff.
And we share our money, so we put it together.
Yeah, but that's the other story here. And as a dad of two sets of twins, I mean, your parents raised you to be exactly equal. I'm actually a little shocked that you're not dressed identically here in the studio.
Yeah, we try to downplay the whole twin thing. We've been doing it our whole life, and we dress the same on the court. But yeah,
if you won, then he had to win the next time, right?
Exactly. We flipped a coin for the matches when we were young. We shared the trophies, and we didn't become competitors. So that's why we're doing it right now.
Is that a little freaky, though?
Yeah,
should I do that with my kids?
You have two sets?
Two sets, yeah.
That's crazy.
You should.
Yeah, if one twin starts beating up on the other twin, one can lose confidence and stop playing the game. So
if
don't have them play against each other when they're young.
Don't have them play against each other when they're young.
Have them be a team.
Yeah. So you never fight?
Every day, but yeah. It's when you're twins, you forget the fights 5 minutes later. But we definitely have fist fights.
So you definitely have fist fights. All right, so you mentioned before that one of you is a righty. Which one's a righty?
Mike.
And who's the...
Bob's the lefty.
Right, okay. So normally that means that you play on the outside so that your forehands have a wider reach, right? But
yeah,
you do
play,
it just the opposite.
We do the opposite. I'm the lefty. I play the deuce court. We like the forehand volleys in the middle just for more reach. We feel like, you know, poaching's our game, and we like more reach on the volley.
It's not a conventional way to play. Most of the great teams, like the Woodies, you know, the best team of all time, they play the opposite way. McEnroe, Fleming... but just
they're
for us, it works out.
What about the Jensen brothers?
Jensen brothers are our heroes, man. They're great guys. They won the French Open in '93. You know, they
were like, supposed to save doubles tennis.
They did. You know, they put doubles on the map, and you know, in the '90s, and they saved it.
They're crazy. They're fun for the fans.
And one of the Jensens is at Syracuse coaching now. What's your follow up act to tennis?
That's tough. Probably music.
Yeah,
we got
an album coming out.
We got an album coming out on Tuesday. You know, our buddy David Barron, we're a three-piece band, and he's kind of taking our music to the next level.
What kind of music?
It's pop rock. You know, we're going to play at Arthur Ashe Kids Day tomorrow. And
Let's hear some.
I left home at 17. I left home, I left everything. The sky was high and the stars were bright. I met you on a lonely night. I held your hand.
Did you have a bet of how soon during the interview I would play that tune?
Goodness.
That was perfect.
I can hear the girls screaming now in the background. I can't tell which one's which, though, for the duet. Can you?
I don't know. I mean, they start out trying to be the best doubles team in the world, and then you go straight off to compete against the Jonas Brothers?
I'm sure you guys aren't nuts. Yeah, we're doing this as it's a fun project. You know, we've always been playing music. We didn't have TV in our house, so we had the instruments, and we were always banging on them at a young age, and... just making songs in our hotel room our whole life. And we met our boy David Barron, and you know, he's the vocalist, and he's made this a reality.
Well, good luck with the album. Good luck at the U.S. Open. My favorite story from the New Yorker piece about you guys is how your dad threw the Nintendo used against the rules off a cliff. Bob and Mike Bryan playing in the U.S. Open, perhaps the winningest, soon to be the winningest professional doubles team of all time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.